Hello, everyone. I'm Hong Yu. I come from Purdue. This is a joint work with Heijin from Purdue. I'm MJ and Gennady from Microsoft Research, and Catherine from Google, and my advisor, Felix Xiaozhulin from Purdue. High velocity of streaming data is being generated by IoT, data centers, and humans. Fast real-time processing is required. We use pipeline to process streaming data. A pipeline will take infinite data stream as input, and it will split the infinite data into epochs to process. The pipeline will execute transforms to process these epochs, and each transform is a kind of a computation. A pipeline may have multiple transforms, and after data has been processed, the pipeline will emit the output to users. Why stream processing is hard? Because the record may arrive after of orders. And modern hardware has tens of CPU cores. In order to have a high-performance streaming engine on a multi-core machine, we have to exploit data parallelism, pipeline parallelism, and memory locality. Pre-work can do out-of-order processing within epochs. In this figure, transform zero has three epochs, but only one of them can be processed at a moment. Then next time, only two epochs in transform zero and one can be processed. Next time, three epochs in transform zero, one, and two can be processed. So in this design, it can process only one epoch in each transform at a time. Streambox is our streaming engine that can do out-of-order processing across epochs, which means it can process all epochs in all transforms in parallel. So comparing Streambox with Pre-work, Streambox is a high parallel, a pipeline parallel, and data parallel processing system because it can process any epochs in any transforms in parallel. We compared the Visual Streambox other streaming engines on a 56-core machine, and from the evaluation result, Streambox can achieve significantly higher throughput and scalability. Then I will start from, this is the roadmap. I will start from the background to introduce what we did. As I mentioned before, to process the streaming data, we define transforms. Transforms are computations that process the streaming data. And many transforms form a data flow graph, which is a pipeline. Here is a single WordCom pipeline. The ingress is the infinite input words. The transform one will group the data by word. And the transform two will count the word occurrences. And the egress will emit output to user. Infinite stream data includes contiguous coming records. Each record has data and event timestamp. The event timestamp is the time when the data was generated. From the processor's view, a record may arrive after order because they may travel diverse network paths, and the computation on records may execute at different rates. Streaming data is contiguous coming, and we use window to split the infinite data, streaming data into finite pieces to process. A window is a temporal process scope of records. For example, on the right side, this window scope is from 1 to 105. All records will go to their corresponding windows according to their timestamp. For example, the 102 and 103 belong to this window's time scope, so they will go to this window. And transforms can do computations based on windows. Let's see how window works. Right now, the record 102 arrives. It belongs to this window's time scope, so it will go to this window. 103 will go to the same window. Then 108, because the window size is 5 seconds, so it will go to another window. So on and so forth. All records will go to their corresponding windows according to their timestamp. As mentioned before, records may arrive after order. For example, the 109 and 111. 109 happens earlier than 111, but 109 arrived later than 111. At this moment, the 111 will go to a new window. Right now, there are two windows. So the problem is when a window is complete. For the window on the right side, how does the system know that all records belong to that window have arrived? Particularly, how does the system know that a record with a timestamp 109 will arrive in the future? So the system needs some notions of input completeness, which is the watermark. The watermark is originated by the stream source based on the knowledge of streaming data. And the watermark X means all input data with the even times less than X have arrived. For example, when a system observes the watermark 105, it knows that all records happened before 105 have arrived, so it can complete a window. Let's see how handle out of order with the notion of watermark. At this moment, the 108 arrive, it will go to its corresponding window. 111 arrive, then it will go to another window. 109 will go to the window at the middle. At this moment, the system observes a watermark 110. It knows that all records happened before 110 have arrived, so it can complete this window. And the transforms can do computations based on windows. Infinite stream data is split by watermarks into epochs. Each epoch is a set of records arriving between two watermarks. And a window may span multiple epochs. Okay, after a talk about the background, let's go to the system design part. Most of the stream processing engines are distributed systems, and they are highly optimized for distributed systems. They neglected efficient multi-core implementation, and they assumed that a single machine is incapable of handling streaming data. However, hardware advances make a multi-core machine an attractive stream processing platform. A multi-core machine has high throughput I/O, which can significantly improve the ingress rate. It has terabyte DRAMs, which can hold massive in-memory states. It has a large number of CPU cores. So our goal is to build an efficient stream engine for multi-core machine. First, in order to guarantee the correctness, the engine should respect dependencies with minimal synchronization. And for dynamic parallelism, it should process any records in any epochs in parallel. And the system will target high throughput with low latency. But there are some challenges. For the correctness, in order to handle after order, we have to guarantee the watermark semantic by meeting two invariants. I will talk about these two invariants later. For high throughput, we should never stall the pipeline. For the low latency, we should not relax the watermark, and the system should dynamically adjust parallelism to relieve bottlenecks. Invariant one, watermark ordering. Transforms can only consume watermarks in order. In this example, there are two watermarks, O20 and O10. The transform only can process the watermark O20 after it has processed the watermark O10. Transform will consume all records in an epoch before consuming the watermark. For example, in epoch one, the transform only can consume the watermark O10 after it has consumed all the records within the epoch one. Invariant two, respect epoch boundaries. Once a record is assigned to an epoch, it should never change the epochs. For example, like this, all records, after they have been processed, they should go to the corresponding epochs in the downstream. Why do we force this? What will happen if they change epochs? Let's see, what if a record changed to a later epoch? In this example, a record 05 changed from epoch 1 to epoch 2. This will violate the watermark O10, because O5 is smaller than O10. What if the records change to an earlier epoch? In this example, records changed from epoch 2 to epoch 1. This will not violate the watermark semantic, but because the watermark allows early records. But this will relax the watermark. We know the watermark is the notion of window completion. So relaxing watermark means delaying window completion, which is bad. So how to address this? Our solution is to use a novel data structure. It's called cascading container. Each container corresponds to an epoch, and it will check the epoch state and the order between the watermark and the records. And you will orchestrate work thread to consume the watermarks and records. Each transform has multiple epochs, and each epoch corresponds to a container. So a transform has multiple containers. Containers will be linked to a downstream container. Why do we do this? Before, by doing this, the record and the watermarks can flow through the pipeline by following this link, just like this. So by doing this, we can meet the environment too. Records respect epoch boundary. And this can also avoid relaxing the watermark. A watermark will be processed after all records within the container have been processed. For example, the container on the right side, the transform zero only can consume the watermark 15 after it has consumed all bundles within that container. This can guarantee the environment one, watermark ordering. Watermarks will be processed in order. For example, there are two watermarks in transform zero, but it can only consume the watermark 20 after it has consumed the watermark 15. This can guarantee the environment one, watermark ordering as well. All records in all containers can be processed in parallel, just like this. So by doing this, we can avoid stalling the pipeline. A big picture of cascading container. A pipeline has multiple transforms, and each transform has multiple containers. So all these containers are linked together. They form a network organization. And the record and the watermarks will flow through the pipeline by following these links. So by doing this, we can have a high parallel pipeline, which can guarantee the watermark semantic, and it can avoid stalling the pipeline, and it will avoid relaxing the watermark. We have other key optimizations. We organize the records into bundles to minimize the synchronization. For multiple input transforms, we defer the container ordering in downstreams. For pipeline scheduling, we prioritize externalization to minimize the latency. For pipeline state management, we target NUMA awareness and coarse grain allocation. We implement Streambox in C++, and we provide transforms libraries. The source code is available online. We use some third-party C++ libraries, and we wrap the TPB's concurrent hash table for performance. We implement other application benchmarks, and we run them on a 12-core machine and a 56-core machine to evaluate the performance of Streambox. After the system design, let's go to the evaluation part. For evaluation, we want to see the following atoms. Let's start from the first one. We run the tweet sentiment analysis applications on a 56-core with 1 second target latency. In this figure, the x-axis is the number of cores. The y-axis is a throughput. From the result, Streambox can achieve good throughput and scalability. Then we run it again with a 500 millisecond target latency. It still can achieve good throughput and scalability. Then we run it on a 12-core machine. We can get the same conclusion. Then we run all other application and benchmarks on both 56-core machine and a 12-core machine. Most of them can achieve good throughput and scalability. To comparing with other existing systems, we run Streambox, Spark Streaming, and Apache Beam on a 56-core machine. And from the evaluation result, Streambox can achieve significantly better throughput and scalability than others. By design, the Streambox should compute out-of-order records effectively. In order to demonstrate this, we force 20% and 40% earlier records in each epoch. And we from the evaluation result, the throughput only drops 7% even with 40% earlier records. At the beginning, we mentioned that the pre-work, pre-work only can process one epoch in each transform at a time, while Streambox can process all epochs in all transforms in parallel. To demonstrate this, we turn off the epoch parallelism in Streambox and compare it with the original Streambox. From the evaluation result, the throughput drops 87%, which means our epoch parallelism is very efficient. To summary, we build Streambox for a single multi-core machine, which can process any records in any epochs in parallel by using all available CPU cores. And it can achieve millions records per second throughput, which is on a par with a distributed engines on a cluster with a few hundred of CPU cores. Meanwhile, it can achieve tens of millisecond latency, which is 20x shorter than other large-scale engines. I thank you. Thank you for listening. I'm ready to take questions.
Henrik Ching from Stanford. Just a quick question. When you receive a watermark, how do you know that you've already gotten all the records that should have been before that watermark?
Sorry, I cannot not hear you.
When you receive a watermark,
yeah.
How do you know that you've already gotten all the records that came that was supposed to have come before that watermark?
How do you know? You mean how does the system know the watermark arrived, right?
No, how does the system know that when the watermark arrives, all previous records have also arrived?
Okay, the watermark is originated by the data source. It's not originated by the stream processing system. The system only takes the watermark as input. And when the system observes the watermark, it knows that all records have happened before this watermark have been observed. And the stream engine have to guarantee the watermark semantic in when processing all the data and watermarks.
Thank you.
Irfan Ahmed, Cache Physics. Two questions. One,
sure.
Follow-up on the last one. How practical is it for data sources to be able to send the watermark records?
Okay, yeah, that's a good question. But from the processing engine's view, it cannot know whether all data have been arrived. It have to depend on other knowledge about the input completeness.
Right, but your scheme needs more knowledge than the competitive scheme, the scheme that you compared with, which is Spark Streaming, let's say, right? So you need to have, your scheme needs this additional information where Spark Streaming in comparison did not, correct?
No. Okay, as far as I know, Spark Streaming cannot handle out-of-order streaming data. If you want to handle out-of-order input data, the system engine has to know some notion about input completeness,
okay.
Which means the system have to know have something, a notification, something like the watermark.
Got it. A second question. In the multi-core case,
yeah.
For your experiments, did you pin the transformation codes to cores, or how did you control for the different execution contexts?
Okay, that's a good question. Actually, there is in our Streambox, we have a thread pool. The thread pool, for example, on a system, there are 56 cores. So when start system, we create 56 thread and pin each thread to a core. And the thread will grab records from all transforms and execute transforms on data.
I see. So you're not specifically controlling for data locality and data cache and anything like that. You're not specifically in this experiment. You're not controlling for that.
No, this is just okay. This is a threading model. Actually, we take care of the NUMA locality. For example, one data is on node zero, and one transform the processing the data. After the data has been processed, it will deposit the output to downstream transforms. So what we do is, originally the input data is on node zero. We keep the output data also on the same NUMA node to avoid the data movement between the NUMA nodes.
Got it, thanks.
I got a short question.
Yeah,
sure. Did you try to apply to GPUs? Would it scale on if I try to use the same scheme on GPUs?
Okay, this is a good question. I think there is a paper called Saber from the Sigmod 16. They have tried. They have used both GPU and CPU to do stream processing. Yeah.
Yes, but it seemed like between 56 cores and 32 that you started not to scale very well. Maybe it's my imagination.
You mean which one? What do you mean? It's not scale well.
No, it's like, you see that there is a limitation eventually that you are going to get.
You mean the result, right?
Yeah, in the results.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's go to that slide. Which one? You mean this one?
Yes.
Which one?
In this one.
Okay, the first one, right? You mean the...
Yeah, for instance.
Okay. This is the Windows Grip application. Actually, this is a memory-bound application. And after the course number is larger than 32, we already reached the memory bandwidth.
Yeah.
So that's the reason why it cannot scale.
Yeah. Okay, thanks.